Today's date is April 7th, 2018. I am doing a podcast on meditation. Recently, I've been getting into the natural medicines, meditation, and eventually I'm going to end up doing yoga. I paid for this yoga journal. It's called Yoga Special Issue, A Practical Guide to Meditation. And I wanted to read something that I thought will help a lot of people. It says, when you flip the switch in the attic, it doesn't matter whether it's been dark for 10 minutes, 10 years, or 10 decades. The light still illuminates the room and banishes the murkiness, letting you see the things you couldn't see before. It's never too late to take a moment to look. I thought that this was interesting because it's true. Most of us, especially the older we get, we carry emotions that we've had since childhood or maybe our teen years, 20s, 30s, whatnot. And the older we get, the more frustrating things get, especially as we start to turn into a new phase in our life. And I know myself, like my mother's always saying, you hold on to the negative. And she's right, I do. I mean, I hold on to positive, but mostly negative, because it's been a lot of negativity in my life. And a lot of times I feel that no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to get out of that, you know, unpositive mode, going into a positive mode. It's very hard. I struggle every day. Even though I try to be as happy as I could be, I try to spread happiness to everybody. It is a very hard thing. But when I read this, it also identified what most adults go through, and it's true. We can let things go. We can let the darkness go, right? You don't have to hold on to something that you don't want to hold on to. Another thing I did recently, I got a healing back in February of 2018 with a friend of mine, Jera from Dark Star Philosophia. And one of the things she had said to me is that my heart chakra was closed. And I'm probably one of the nicest people you ever meet, but it's not about that. It's about emotions that you have to let go. And what I came up with even before I went to the healing, why, you know, I felt the way I felt, even though, you know, there were so many good things around me happening as well, is that I never really forgave my biological father for what he did to me and my mother. And that was a hard thing to do. I did it. I mean, I've let go and, you know, and I wish him, I mean, he's passed on, but hopefully in his next life or maybe now he can go to the next step or whatever. But again, these are hard things to do, especially when you've been through so much. And, you know, their feelings. And there isn't a person that doesn't go through this. In another way, it may not have been their biological father, maybe somebody else. So this is the end of my podcast. Please continue to listen. Thank you and have a good day. This is Why Are So Many People Broken from Cheryl A. Nocera.